Have you noticed these days we seem to be more and more under pressure of time? We seem to rely more on our diaries, wall planners, desk charts, pocket diaries, electronic organisers, you name it, filofaxes. And I think this has contributed to a steady decline in our ability to memorise things. We just don't need to exercise our minds so much. Now, the Japanese, in contrast, although they're keen on electronics, they're very well organised. They seem to rely more on their memories than we do. They seem to do away with diaries. Now, a diary is great, but what happens if you lose it? Or maybe the battery goes on the blink on your electronic organiser. It's not always convenient to carry one around. Anyway, wouldn't it be nice to have full control over your appointments? To know exactly, in an instant, what you're supposed to be doing on a certain day? Well, you can with a mental diary. Now, by using a journey of 31 stages, you can tell at a glance what treats lie in store. Each stage of the journey represents a day of the month, and appointments are placed at the corresponding stages. So, for example, let's say you've got an appointment with your dentist on January the 5th. Well, at the fifth stage of the journey, you see your dentist standing in anticipation with a drill. I've got a journey. It's 31 stages. And it starts at the top of a hill. And it looks over an old village that I used to live in. In fact, I was born there. It's the village of Bramley. And this is how it goes. So I'm at the top of the hill, and there's an old ruin there. In fact, it's an old tower. And then it goes on. There's a little tree stump there, and I use that as a stage. Then it goes on to a well, a secret tunnel, a garden fence that leads into a garden. Then there's a driveway of an old mansion. There's a stile. And then there's another tree where we used to take picnics as a child. There's an old shed. And so the journey goes on and on and on. And then eventually you get to the 27th stage, and it's a gas station. Then a restaurant is the 30th stage. And finally, the last stage, the 31st stage, is a church. So how can we use this to keep a diary? Well, supposing you've got to return a library book on the 27th. Well, in my case, the 27th stage is a gas station. So I'd visualise a big book leaning up against the gas pumps at the gas station. Another example. Let's say I've got a ticket to go and see an ABBA tribute band. Yes, I'm a bit of an ABBA freak, I'm afraid. So, to remember that, I imagine the group, the original group, walking into the restaurant, because the 30th stage of my route is a restaurant. And also, if you want to add details of times or quantity, then what do? You use number shapes, or you use the Dominic system. For example, if I want to remember that the ABBA concert starts at 8 p.m., I use the number shape for 8, which is, if you remember, it's a snowman. So I'd introduce the snowman into the picture. I'd have the snowman standing outside the restaurant. So now I can't forget. ABBA, that's got to be the 30th, because it's the restaurant. What time is it? Think of the snowman. It's got to be 8 p.m. Again, I know that the dentist appointment is the 5th of January, because my dentist is standing there at the 5th stage. Well, what if the appointment is at 3 o'clock? Well, I'd have him standing with a pair of handcuffs. Remember, the number shape for 3 is handcuffs. Perhaps he's intending to keep me there in that chair, whether I like it or not. So the idea is that I can survey the whole month ahead by looking down on the village of Bramley. I can see all 31 stages, all at once. You should try this yourself. Maybe look at a favourite walk that you know literally backwards and forwards. So after a while you get to know that at the 15th stage is the garage and the second stage is the parking lot or whatever. So as you already know, the journey preserves the order of events and therefore the appointments that lie on them. Yeah, of course you want to keep an ordinary diary, but isn't it nice to have that ultimate control? Also, you could be out and about and you bump into somebody and they say, well, are you doing something on the 14th? Well, instead of saying, oh, well, I have to check my diary, you consult your own powerful internal diary, your memory.